the recommended closings of Clearview, Gulf Beaches, Kings Highway, North Ward, Palm Harbor, and Rio Vista.
Madden said the district has lost 10,000 students in the last 5 years and will lose another 10,000 by 2013. The school district needs to cut $69 million from the 2009-10 school year budget. Closing these six elementary schools, which includes one already singled out for closing in the current school year budget, would save $4.2 million, according to Pinellas Superintendent Julie Jansen. Consolidating four middle schools into two schools would save almost an additional $2 million. Parents and teachers from the eight affected schools pleaded with the school board to keep their neighborhood schools open. Tim George, a teacher at Rio Vista Elementary, took a personal day off to plead for the school board to not close his school.
As I speak right now, there are three surveyors on Rio Vista property looking out the land to build permanent portables for next year. I don't know if they've been paid. I don't know if they're being paid, but that's wasted money. They are out there behind my room with trucks surveying the land to put permanent portables on Rio Vista. I don't know whether that contract was paid before or if they're making money now, but those guys shouldn't be there if you're going to close that school, because capital outlay money is being wasted right now.
St. Petersburg Beach Commissioner Linda Cheney was one of eight people to speak against closing Gulf Beaches Elementary School on the Barrier Island.
We are a school with next to the lowest non-instructional budget and the lowest projected capital costs. Why would you target us? The greater part of these non-instructional funds would be transferred to other schools to support their increase in capacity, saving the district nearly nothing, yet greatly disrupting families, children, their education, and our community. Even short-term savings are so minor in this closing, while the long-term results could be disastrous.
Six members of the Palm Harbor Elementary community, including Angela Katz, unsuccessfully asked the Pinellas School Board to save their school.
I am here today to urge once again that you keep Palm Harbor Elementary open. Whether as a fundamental school in its current state, one thing is clear: this is how we want our money spent.
The board also adopted a new model where students would be assigned to a school zone beginning in the 2009-10 school year. Some students would have an option to attend a school outside their zone, but in most of these cases, the school district would no longer provide busing. Peggy O'Shea is school board chair.
Elementary students attending a non-zoned elementary school, defined to exclude magnet and fundamental schools, in 2008-2009 will be given an option to remain at that school through the highest grade offered. Unless eligible, transportation would not be provided. Parents electing to exercise this option must notify the student assignment office of their election within a time frame to be designated. Students enrolled in a Pinellas County school in grades 6 and 7 and 9 through 11 will be assigned to their current school for the 2009-10 school year and will be allowed to remain at that school through the highest grade offered.
Currently, students are allowed to attend schools outside their assigned boundaries because of the former school choice plan. Some board members were concerned that the current rezoning might have to be repeated next year, but Assistant Superintendent for Student Assignment Jim Madden said that it was unlikely, but not guaranteed, that redrawing school attendance boundaries would not be needed again for a few more years.
You know, I'd love to stand here today and tell you that we built these zones so solid that we won't have to come back and talk to you again for 3 years. I can't say that, because there's too many variables that I don't have control over that come into play here. But have we done some things to try to minimize the impact of having to come back and doing massive rezonings next year? Yes. And hopefully we can continue to look at some things to minimize that beyond 2 years. But I'm not sure, other than what the projections are, until we see the number of actual warm bodies that show up at schools, there's some complexity to that answer or that question.